From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
It's 73 degrees in Topeka, 75 here in Lawrence. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
Appreciate you tuning in to KPR this afternoon. We have news headlines coming your way in just about 12 minutes. It's going to happen at 3:30. At 3:36, Israel has now pushed farther into southern Lebanon. That has led thousands of people to flee to the north.
This is one of the main highways leading from the south, and it's just choked with vehicles. Cars, trucks, some people on motorcycles.
We'll tell you about the impact of what Israel says an effort to crush the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah. We'll talk about an interviewer. She's an independent radio producer, and she goes around interviewing high school students about what she calls small true things in their lives. We can always use more of that kind of content. And we will learn about the return of Somali pirates. We thought that was taken care of. Apparently not. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
75 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Manhattan, 82 up in Atchison. It is 3:20.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri.
Okay, here's a little bit of Laura trivia. Hear Layla in the background. This was absolutely my very first favorite song when I was like 6 years old. Anyway, loved it. It's 3:30.
The attack is the latest in a wave of Israeli assassinations of top Hamas commanders despite a ceasefire in Gaza.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas Democratic state lawmaker who is running for the U.S. Senate is accusing another candidate of mishandling sexual abuse allegations at a church camp. Rachel Schnelly has the story.
Democratic State Senator Patrick Schmidt is accusing Adam Hamilton of mishandling abuse allegations from 2 decades ago. The alleged abuse occurred at a church camp run by Hamilton's congregation. The Kansas Reflector reports that Hamilton was not present at the camps, and the church eventually reported the allegations to law enforcement. The Hamilton campaign said Schmidt is lying and trying to exploit the pain of families for political gain. Schmidt and Hamilton are in a crowded race for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
Kansas Highway Patrol says 2 people were killed in separate crashes over the Memorial Day weekend. The patrol released its activity report for the holiday weekend yesterday. Last year, 7 people were killed in 4 crashes over the long weekend. This year, the patrol says it made 16 DUI arrests, down from 20 last year. But the number of speeding tickets issued went up by 56%, from 502 to 786. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly visited Wichita yesterday to see construction progress on the state's first new state-run mental health facility in more than a century. Kelly says she sees the 104-bed South Central Regional Mental Health Hospital as part of her legacy as governor.
This hospital represents a major structural investment in the behavioral health continuum and a transformational step forward for mental health care in Kansas.
The hospital will serve people experiencing acute mental health crises and criminal defendants receiving court-ordered mental health care before trial. State-run hospitals in Osawatomie and Larned treat about 2,000 mental health patients a year. The Wichita Hospital is expected to serve about 1,200 people annually when it's up and running early next year. We have a 70% chance of showers tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, another good chance of rain, 50% chance of showers and storms, humid tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. You're listening to KPR. It is 3:35.
Support for
this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge with Tim Whitmer's Good Time Quintet. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Come join us live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR news and more from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can even do a thing with your smart speaker where you say, play Kansas Public Radio, and it'll do it. We live in remarkable times. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then the question is, do new military strikes affect a potential deal for ending the war with Iran? Scott Detrow breaks it down with our NPR international correspondent, Aya Batraoui, and NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Tom Bowman. That gets underway at 4:06. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
As far as the weather goes, expect rain for the next several days. Just going to be kind of rainy on and off all the way through the weekend, pretty much. 70% chance of showers and storms tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow morning. Partly sunny in the afternoon, with a 50% chance of showers and storms all day. 60% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. We're expecting lows in the lower 60s. This is KPR.
It's all things.
Hewlett.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
News headlines coming up in just about a minute and 10 seconds. Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Topeka, 76 in Emporia. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, Juana Summers has a conversation with the president of the NAACP, also the CEO, Mr. Derek Johnson. Going to learn about his organization's Out of Bounds campaign, drawing a connection between black student athletes and voting rights. Fascinating, and we will tell you about that. Then we will get into the issue of treatment of Americans who have Ebola virus. The U.S. is planning to try and keep Ebola out of the continental U.S. by keeping citizens who were potentially exposed over in Kenya. Can they even do that? We will discuss it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Sally's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic for an evening of Latin jazz. Show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, May 29th. Tickets at MacellesOnline.com.
KPR recorded a rare concert featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Lout, who came to KU in 1977, piano and cello masterpieces tonight by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge. Ed Lout tonight at 7 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock tonight, it'll be Prairie Journal.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at Theater Lawrence.
The time is 4:20. You are listening to KPR.
Paxton, who just won his primary with backing from President Trump. Other Democrats have tried to flip Texas. We asked Tallarico what makes him different and whether a blue wave is realistic in a red state. His answer tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small town paths to wide open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org.
News headlines are coming up in just about 40 seconds. Stay with us. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. 75 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Emporia. It is 4:30.
News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas Democratic state lawmaker who is running for the U.S. Senate is accusing another candidate of mishandling sexual abuse allegations at a church camp. Rachel Schnelly has more.
Democratic State Senator Patrick Schmidt is accusing Adam Hamilton of mishandling abuse allegations from 2 decades ago. The alleged abuse occurred at a church camp run by Hamilton's congregation. The Kansas Reflector reports that Hamilton was not present at the camps, and the church eventually reported the allegations to law enforcement. The Hamilton campaign said Schmidt is lying and trying to exploit the pain of families for political gain. Schmidt and Hamilton are in a crowded race for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly visited Wichita yesterday to see construction progress on the state's first new state-run mental health facility in more than a century. Kelly says she sees the 104-bed South Central Regional Mental Health Hospital as part of her legacy as governor.
This hospital represents a major structural investment in the behavioral health continuum and a transformational step forward in mental health care in Kansas.
The hospital will serve people experiencing acute mental health crises and criminal defendants receiving court-ordered mental health care before trial. State-run hospitals in Osawatomie and Larned treat about 2,000 mental health patients a year. The Wichita Hospital is expected to serve about 1,200 people annually when it's up and running early next year. For the first time in University of Kansas history, baseball pitches will be thrown on campus at an NCAA tournament regional. As Greg Eklund reports, the Jayhawks, as the host team, will be opening against Northeastern at noon tomorrow.
As the host team, KU submitted its preference for the day's first pitch. Because of the potential for weather interruptions and possibly some extra rest until their next game, the Jayhawks requested an early start. KU coach and Big 12 coach of the year, Dan Fitzgerald, says he's proud of the Jayhawks' season so far.
We won the regular season championship. We won a conference tournament championship. And so now we have a chance to compete for another championship. But, yeah, I mean, every morning for me feels like Christmas morning.
In the second game of the day, the Arkansas Razorbacks will take on Missouri State. I'm Greg Eklund.
70% chance of showers tonight for northeast and east central Kansas with a chance of thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and it's going to be humid. We're expecting a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, 60% chance of showers and storms, still humid, lows in the lower 60s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It is 4:35.
It's all things.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We will have news headlines for you once again at 5:01. Then at 5:06, the details of a ProPublica investigation in which we learn from one reporter that White House advisor Pina Navarro asked the Pentagon to approve a loan to a rare earth magnet company in which Donald Trump Jr. has a substantial financial stake. The details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
70% chance of showers tonight with a chance of thunderstorms as well. Lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon. 50% chance of showers and storms overall. It is going to be humid tomorrow. We're expecting a high in the upper 70s. It's 72 degrees in Manhattan and 76 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 5.
Democrats who tried to flip the state. His answer tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Rain coming down at a pretty good clip here in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Topeka. It's 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News, broadcasting at 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. Lots of other frequencies as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines for you in about 12 minutes. It's going to happen at 5:30. At 5:44, the shipping industry might be confronting a new problem in the waters around the Middle East. Three vessels were recently hijacked. The likely culprits? Somalian pirates. The resurgence of Somali pirates coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
Next time on Prairie Journal, legendary anchorman Bill Curtis has now stepped down as scorekeeper for the quiz program Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. On our next Prairie Journal, a special rebroadcast of our book launch event for his new memoir, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Kay McIntyre is your host for Prairie Journal at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
70% chance of showers tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and quite humid, with highs only reaching the upper 70s. It'll probably feel warmer than that with all the humidity, though. The time is 5:20.
Seat in Texas, and he's running against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who just won his primary with backing from President Trump. Other Democrats have tried to flip Texas. We asked Tallarico what makes him different and whether a blue wave is realistic in a red state. His answer on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts tomorrow, A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, a nonprofit publisher of scholarly and regional books serving readers in the Midwest and beyond. Information on University Press publications at kansaspress.ku.edu.
News headlines coming your way in about 40 seconds. It is 72 degrees in Lawrence, light rain here on the KU campus. It is 5:30.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas Democratic state lawmaker who is running for the U.S. Senate is accusing another candidate of mishandling sexual abuse allegations at a church camp. Rachel Schnelly with the Kansas News Service reports.
Democratic State Senator Patrick Schmidt is accusing Adam Hamilton of mishandling abuse allegations from 2 decades ago. The alleged abuse occurred at a church camp run by Hamilton's congregation. The Kansas Reflector reports that Hamilton was not present at the camps, and the church eventually reported the allegations to law enforcement. The Hamilton campaign said Schmidt is lying and trying to exploit the pain of families for political gain. Schmidt and Hamilton are in a crowded race for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
A new report shows 50% of the state of Kansas is experiencing some level of drought, with southwest and central Kansas experiencing extreme dryness. This is a big jump from May of 2025, when just 1% of the state was in severe drought. Adam Allgood is with the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center. He says the coming summer heat means it's unlikely to improve in those regions very soon.
It's difficult for precipitation to really keep up with the demands of the soil and the plants.
The dry conditions have been gradually increasing over the last 4 months. For the first time in University of Kansas history, baseball pitches will be thrown on campus at an NCAA tournament regional. As Greg Eklund reports, the Jayhawks, the host team, will be opening at noon tomorrow against Northeastern University.
As the host team, KU submitted its preference for the day's first pitch. Because of the potential for weather interruptions and possibly some extra rest until their next game, the Jayhawks requested an early start. KU coach and Big 12 coach of the year, Dan Fitzgerald, says he's proud of the Jayhawks' season so far.
We won the regular season championship. We won a conference tournament championship. And so now we have a chance to compete for another championship. But yeah, I mean, every morning for me feels like Christmas morning.
In the second game of the day, the Arkansas Razorbacks will take on Missouri State. I'm Greg Eklund.
And two people suffered minor injuries after a chemical leak at a Salina water park yesterday. It happened at Kenwood Cove. KSN reports a mechanical failure led to the leak of two chemicals used to treat the water at the park. Two victims suffered minor inhalation injuries. The park was closed after the leak was discovered. It is expected to reopen on Saturday after repairs are made. 70% chance of showers tonight with a chance of thunderstorms. Lows tonight in the lower 60s. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and it's going to be humid with highs in the upper 70s. You're listening to KPR. It's 5:35.
This is all. You're listening to All Things Considered.
Next time on Prairie Journal, legendary anchorman Bill Curtis as he steps down as the scorekeeper for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
The satisfaction one gets from hearing 700 people laugh at your joke that comes out of your mouth is unbelievable.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for A Conversation with Bill Curtis on Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock Thursday evening on KPR2.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then, 6:06, the president wants to ease people's pain at the pump by temporarily waiving the federal gas tax. But it turns out there would be a pretty big trade-off involved with that.
Nobody likes gas taxes. Politicians don't like them, drivers don't like them, voters don't like them, even though it does the job we want it to do.
And that job is maintaining and fixing the roads. Nobody likes potholes. I don't know anybody who likes potholes. We'll take a closer look coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
70% chance of showers tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. We're going to have a decent chance of rain for the next several days each day. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and a 60% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night.
It's all things
people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
James Tallarico is the Democratic nominee for a key Senate seat in Texas. But will his fate be different from other Democrats who tried to flip the state? His answer tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
We're live, we're local, we are KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and at Kansas Public Radio. Dot org.